There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Vitamins galore. Listen to her.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Tons of vitamins.
Yeah. Rach McFadden has vitamins galore.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's taking super beats. That's what you need,
Joe.
You
need
to get your super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you?
Well, you better take them. You gave them to me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means. You're right.
All right. There's Kenny Kester, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
Yes, and then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that you
have. That's true.
All right. So let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie, who's he, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah, you know, not look good.
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song? To know.
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like her
right,
very much.
Right, yeah, exactly.
See, yeah, and I understand. She misspoke. And, you know,
well,
and
it's not even the misspeaking, though. It's the fact that she, I don't know, I thought anyway, she imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down, and then when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh-huh. Not but good judgment. It's easy to criticize, but in this, it's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because you know at least the police know, okay, we have 800 kids at this school, they're not out on the streets,
right.
And that's what they were trying to argue for here, but she totally mismanaged this is
made a mess of it. Now there are those who are sexist, not among our group, but there are those who say women, they shouldn't be mayor, women, they shouldn't be governor, women, they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these jobs.
All the people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered it was the basketball player whose mother, don't you talk about my son this way.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed, and then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry, I was shocked, because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they're going to make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's the, what is the woman's name, the mother of that basketball player who came from?
When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble, and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's only hearsay.
Who you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana tell you that.
Don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
This is beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, toy woman, the mother.
Yeah. Did you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's on with these boys. There's no dad.
She's got six children.
This poor woman has
got six kids.
Right. I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself and sort of my two sisters. We didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I'd had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm, but you know, you think about some of the other things that are part of, what would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank, sports maybe, or some kind of hobby. Or the children today have too much time on their hands.
And access.
Yeah, access to too much. So, as a parent, especially as a mother, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but, I mean, she's doing a great job. But
well,
how many
there
kids?
There are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny, you've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment or whatever.
Well,
they are. Abuse of
the
children.
For running after him and hitting him in the head.
Whack him in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question
listen
judgment.
To us.
Like,
we're praising her.
No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, in, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to
but
be around for you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least,
she's trying.
Didn't give up and holds her kids responsible, and you don't beat her up for that.
She gets points for that.
She didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids,
the police
anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation. If there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff. I'm using her as an example.
People are really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford. We should never Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
Absolutely, you should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time, he sent me a very provocative, conversational, 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. com, or you can dial 888-302-DUG. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch, or Molly can. This is an issue that comes up now, and as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance. They're trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough, tough, tough.
So even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No. Yes. This fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well,
girls are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who are stronger than men in many different ways.
Especially in culture now. There are. But culture, you have to acknowledge that by nature there are differences between men and women.
I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense. Go to the gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there, and then you see that the generalizations don't work.
Hey, good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $1.69. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Ah, what a great song this is. Who's the artist here?
Loved it. I can't believe this is a one-hit wonder.
Wow.
Bonnie, I mean, I can.
Who just said that?
Loud. It wasn't loud.
The new girl.
you just got a demerit, Molly.
What?
She didn't know.
What?
You know, Molly, this is the one-hit wonder segment of the show where we ask people to...
I'm so sorry. Do you know how many times I've blown contests, Molly? All the time.
Play the music, Richie. Eight 302-3684. The winner, the identifier of this singer.
It's Molly Page.
We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. In Molly's case, we're going to send her a bunch of dead flowers.
I couldn't believe she only had one hit.
Well,
she had more than one hit, but this was the only one that made it
in the pop.
Pop hits.
Number one song.
She does.
She's actually just around a while
Could
ago.
Could we be quiet long enough to be able to actually hear the song a little?
Thank you very much. Man who talks to the music.
No, it's a good song. You to use this as an intro to Arada's Spot Breaks on this program, as a matter of fact, if I remember correctly.
We did.
Number one during this week in 1991, a slide guitar player, an American pop blues singer. Father was a very famous musician. She was born in Burbank. Father was a Broadway musical star. She went to Radcliffe College, majoring in social relations and African studies. During her second year at Radcliffe, she took a year off and moved to Philadelphia with a group of musician friends, and that changed everything in her life. She was performing in a New York club when a Newsweek reporter was taken by her singing and started writing about her, spread the word of her talents. Soon after that, she was signed to a record deal. Didn't have much success with the first go-round anyway. She was struggling with alcohol, drug addiction, that sort of thing. Then she got signed with Capitol Records. 20 years. Her 10th album, Nick of Time. That's a great song, too, by the way.
That's a great album.
Achieved tremendous commercial success, sold millions of copies, and so did this single, Something to Talk About. Since then, she's won 10 Grammys, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but never had another number one pop hit. So who is this? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie!
And then she went on, after this album, Nick of Times, her next two albums, I mean, she's just Grammy.
Yeah.
And she has that wonderful streak in her hair.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Wonderful face.
Yeah. She's got a great smile, great presence about her.
My daddy was a singer, too.
Who's that? Yeah, well, that's what I said.
He went away.
I guess so. Right. Well, right. When Jennifer yelled at you, and your speaker in your head.
It's my fault now. I see how this goes.
Patty is in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, right? Is that where you are, Patty?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Well, ma'am, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. That's almost good to work.
Good to hear. What do you do for work?
I'm a production control clerk.
Are you?
That sounds really important.
We could use one of those here, as a matter of fact. All right, so what's the name of the singer on this song?
Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt. You like Bonnie Raitt's music?
I love Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah, she has a lot to say, and when she sings, people listen. It's one of those things, you know? Like when Patty speaks, people listen. Patty, hold on a second. We'll take care of you. Thank you. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays, and that was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Will you ever let me walk away? You keep reminding me of yesterday.
Yesterday is not important. Today is the most important day in your life. 33 after the hour. See if we can work our way through the day with you in conversational tones. Jennifer Horn and Molly Page, nice conversational tones. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, good conversational tones. How about yous, guys, and your conversational tones? 888-302-3684. Email to any one of us at DougStephan.com. I'm expecting to see something. Bob monitors the webmail. We'll see. Here's one address to you. Anyone who's here at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of people. Jennifer's been gone for a week, so we haven't had an update on the drought in California. Still dry, although there was some rain here and there this week.
Yes, we're still droughting here in California, but a little storm has gone through. It rained at Kenny's house, not at mine.
Really?
But apparently it may come later today. The interesting thing about the drought is that the L.A. City Council passed a measure that will allow them, not right now, but at some point, maybe during summer, to reduce our watering days to 1 day a week.
One day a week.
Already,
you know how silly this sounds?
There are 3 days a week right now, and they're going to keep it that way. But if things get worse, then they now have the power to make it one day a week. And the governor already has power. He's already taken an executive order, an emergency action, to make sure that everybody cuts their water consumption 25%. If you're like me, you're already doing that. I don't know where else I can cut because I just live responsibly.
Don't take so many showers. Don't be so clean.
I'm sorry, once a day for like 5 minutes, it's what I'm going to do.
That's all? I can't get in the shower. I stay a long time in the shower. I just like being in the shower. If I take a bath, sometimes I'm in the bathtub for half an hour. I don't know. I like being in the water.
Jennifer, why don't they desalinize there? I mean, I know that they're building
on
desalinization. Yeah.
It's not enough.
Because the environmental wackadoodles don't want to do it, and they think you're going to use up the ocean water. They're plants that they spent billions of dollars on that are sitting closed down in Santa Barbara. I think San Diego desalinates a little bit, but that's it. They also are not seeding the clouds. They also, I mean, the reason we're in a drought is because of poor leadership within the state of California.
Really?
That goes for everybody.
Wow.
You look at a place like Phoenix, who acknowledges that they live in a desert and that they have a lot of people, so they've been collecting water underground. You would think that we would try to do the same type of thing here since we live in a desert. Hello, this is what happens. This is, you know, and there's so many people here. That's what you try to do, but this is great. You guys are going to flip out on this one. So just a week ago, the lovely powers that be here in the state released billions with a B, gallons of fresh water into the ocean to save seven steelhead trout.
Get out.
Mm-hmm.
There you
billions
go.
Of fresh water into the ocean to save seven
That's
fish.
That's Jerry Brown for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
But we can't take a shower. You know, it's like, give me a break, people. Move
Isn't
it.
There,
if you have any suggestions of states that I should move, could you just send me an email? I'm looking.
I don't understand how you can stay. It's beautiful and all, but I do not understand that you can stay in that crazy state.
I love California, but I would never be a resident.
I love California,
California
too, but
never, ever, ever. There's too many. I live in the two craziest states in the country, and look at how sane I am. Why am I even here?
My beloved Maryland. I love, love, love.
Crazy.
Maryland. But they are crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
The people that run that state.
All right. Speaking of crazy, story about a Washington teenager who apparently strapped fake explosives to his body in a stunt to ask a young woman for a date to the prom.
Beautiful.
Surprisingly enough, he was suspended from school.
Did she say yes?
His name was Ibrahim Ahmed.
Kids named Ibrahim Ahmed should not be strapping bombs to themselves.
You're stereotyping.
Yeah.
He's an 18-year-old senior, was trying to go all out with his proposal, wearing a vest filled with paper tube props made to look like explosives. At lunchtime, he stood in the cafeteria, held a sign that said he was the bomb, and invited his would-be date to go to the prom with him. Superintendent of school said Mr. Ahmad's actions were inexcusable. He deserved punishment. Therefore, you are suspended. But the girl accepted, so she and he are going to the prom. There you go.
Oh, well, that's happy ending.
Right, it is happy.
So he still gets to go to the prom?
Still gets to go to the prom. Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't get... No.
But it says that she accepted. Oh, they'll go to dinner instead.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Jeez,
this is a story about... I mean, we need to investigate this woman. If she's willing to date someone so dumb, come on. He's a kid. Yeah. I mean, it probably seemed like a good idea at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's late. I think I don't have the sign in front of you, but he was like, I know this is late for me to ask, but will you go with me to the prom? I'm the bomb.
Oh,
yeah.
You fall for that, Jennifer?
He's missing a brain.
Nope. Dumb. Yeah,
not. Okay. Molly, you'd fall for that?
Well, no, but he's a kid, you know?
You wouldn't...
He got the girl.
He did get the girl. They're going for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. That's two stupid people.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll
the world finds a massive, you know, it always.
All right. Let's see. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from the co-founder of YouTube, Jawed Karim. Is that how you pronounce the name, Kenny? Jawed?
So.
Sounds like a character from Star Wars. This is an 18-second clip. In front of the elephants at the zoo, not much of a video, but it has the distinction of being the first video ever uploaded to YouTube. So you might want to see it just for fun. Right? We have a lot of things that we can do.
10 years ago yesterday.
Yep. There is a little audio.
Wow.
You want to play the audio, Richie, just for fun?
Sure. Let me go over here. Hold on a second.
Murray Geller joins us in a moment. We're going to...
All right, so here we are, one of the elephants. Cool thing about these guys is that they have really, really, really long trunks. And that's cool. And that's pretty much all there is to say.
That's it. All there is to say. First YouTube.
Guys was a gazillionaire.
Now. Yep. DougStephan.com.
Kid.
Yep. Kid. They're all still, most of those kids are still kids.
Yeah.
The family of David Vuerus. Is that how you pronounce this football player's name? V-E-V-U-E-R?
Actually,
what is it?
That's a typo. It's Jewerson.
Oh, it is. Okay. How did I miss that?
No, it's not your fault. It's a typo. I noticed.
Well, I don't know who this guy is, but I know that I'm sympathetic to his story. The family is appealing a settlement that came from the NBA. NBA? How about the NFL?
That's...
He was a football player who died.
He played for the Chicago Bears. He
committed suicide in 2011 because of brain decay. That means most of the people in this program would have to commit suicide because there's a lot of brain decay going on here. You're going to be surprised. We have time for one more here?
Yeah, sure, why not?
In my conclusion here, the NRA, National Rifle Association, was charged with systematically breaking the federal election laws by funneling special donations into their political action committee. Now, normally, you might hear me be upset about this, but I'm not upset at the NRA anyway, and I'm not even really upset about these funds, because even though the authorities say these people violated state and federal anti-fraud laws designed to protect donors from being solicited and fake charities and all this other stuff, do you know how corrupt the whole damn system is?
Right.
And to single them out...
To play in the system.
It is, right, it's exactly. And you know what? There are plenty of other. It just happens this administration doesn't like the NRA. I'm an NRA member. I don't much like most of the stuff they do either when it comes to politics. But that doesn't mean that they should be the only ones who are singled out here when pretty much every one of these types of organizations are doing the same doggone thing. So the fact these hypocrites in the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission who are going after them, I want to know who else you're going after. I want to see a list of the people and groups.
I will tell you
that you're going after.
It's not with her election stuff, but they're going after Hillary big time. Right,
yeah,
now.
They are going after
when the New York Times is going after Hillary on $2.35 million given to the Clinton Foundation from a Russian company that.
Yeah, but what did they?
Well, she approved the sale of half of our uranium to Russia. I mean,
right.
That's a big story.
Yeah,
big story.
And then they dumped $2.35 million into the Clinton Foundation.
Plus, they also hired Bill Clinton for a lot of high-priced speaking gigs.
They paid her $500,000.
Come on, it's not a coincidence. They paid her $2.35 million.
Oh, what?
Really?
Really?
So that she turned her head. What head of the State Department in their right mind? If it's a coincidence, then I call into question her judgment. Because right. What State Department official in their right mind would approve selling half of our uranium supplies to Russia? Please. No.
Please.
And half of our uranium supplies, here's one of the interesting parts of it, was owned by a Canadian company.
Right.
So they approved, and she part of it, they approved the sale of our uranium from a Canadian company to a Russian company.
Mm-hmm.
That just sounds crazy right there.
Either so anyway, they're not shady going or she can't make a good decision. Two decisions.
The presence of Uri Geller is desired in a matter of moments.
Not shady.
We're going to talk about what you would do if you had 1 minute to live. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the mud, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at Ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99. Offer valid ends Q846030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
All right. It's 13 and a half for the hour. What would you do, any or all of you, if you just had 1 minute to live? What would you do, Jennifer, if you had 1 minute to live?
Call my family.
Richie, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
Yeah, call my family. If I wasn't there, I would call them. FaceTime them.
Molly, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd ask for more time.
Why?
That's cheating.
Kenny, what would you do if you had... Go ahead, Molly.
What are you going to do in 1 minute?
Well, take your final breath. What would you do, Kenny, if you had 1 minute to live?
I'd pull over and let the other people out of the car.
Really? All right, Mary Geller, what would you do if you had 1 minute to live?
I would pray to God, I guess. Are we on the air now?
Yes, or? We are on the air now. Yes, we are.
Wait, hold on. I've got a very, very special guest in my house.
You do.
He's the Israeli ambassador in London, and his name is Daniel Taub. And now you keep asking me all kinds of political questions. I'm handing you the phone to Daniel, the ambassador, and go ahead and ask him whatever you want to.
Oh, that's very cool. All right, ambassador.
Okay, welcome.
Hi, Ambassador Taub. How are you? Nice to have you on. I think you and I actually have met. I have been in Israel 4 times, done a lot of radio programs, and I believe you came over to the Jerusalem Post studio to do a program with me at one point when you were there.
I remember it well.
Yes. So, the conditions or the thinking of, we were talking about what would you do if you had 1 minute to live. What would you think the average Israeli would say if we were to ask them that question?
You know, the average Israeli would say that means we have 59 seconds to set up a startup to figure out a way to get through this problem. Because, you know, the thing that actually Israelis love to have are really challenging problems, and, you know, 1 minute to live, you know, fits into that category.
That's very clever, actually.
All missile stuff, they're used to this kind of...
They are, right. That's why I asked him, because I think there is... I remember driving around in both Jerusalem or Tel Aviv, and it was like driving in a bumper car race. You know, everybody's looking around to see if the guy next to him's got a bomb in the car, and that's the tone that's set, so you learn to live on the edge. That's really what this is, right?
Well, first of all, you're right. The more we have problems, in fact, one of the problems you're talking about, traffic jams, is a problem which Israelis have solved with a fantastic startup that was brought out for a significant sum called Waze, which where computers in different cars talk to each other.
I love
and
Waze.
Figure out the best way to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's really terrific.
One of the things people don't know about Israel is it has a fourth largest economy, and it mostly is built around technology. They have the Americans. You don't have to stand aside, or the Israelis don't have to stand aside for the Americans and other technology. Good to have you on. I wish we had more time to chat. Nice to talk to you again, Ambassador Daniel Taub, who's there with Uri. You can always count on him having somebody around who's interesting. And so we got something that we didn't expect to get, which is always nice. One of the things about the Good Day program that people like, you get what you don't expect. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You've been hearing me the last 3 or 4 weeks talk about this squatty potty. This is a very interesting device that some people say, wait, huh? What are you talking about? And so when you get right down to the nitty gritty, I decided that I wanted to find out what we were really talking about. You hear me when I'm talking about the product that a gentleman developed this for his mother. And as Mother's Day is coming this Sunday, I thought maybe the story behind the story would be a good story to tell on Good Day. So I have here both Bobby Edwards and his mother, Judy. Bobby created the Squatty Potty, which is this toilet sort of footstool that improves bathroom posture, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, for his mother, Judy. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I say that plural even though we have one gentleman and one lady. How are the Edwards?
Hi.
How are we doing?
Hi, Doug.
How
are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. And I haven't used my Squatty Potty yet today, and I still am feeling okay, but I'm probably going to feel better after I use it. One of the things, Robert, that we don't talk about, mostly because we're sort of touting this for Mother's Day, is that this is good for everybody. It doesn't make any difference how old you are. It doesn't make any difference what sex you are, right? This is for everybody.
Right. Despite the name, Squatty Potty's for everyone.
So when you first developed this and you called it the Squatty Potty, who was the first one to raise his or her eyebrow?
Well, actually, Mom is the one that came up with the name.
Really?
And we had traveled to China, and that was kind of the nickname for the little
right. Yeah, anybody, I made reference to that, Judy, because I've been to China, and when I first saw the facilities, I thought to myself, how in the world is this going to work? And then I thought, well, how was the world functioning before there were toilets?
And, right.
Yes.
And that's what the Squatty Potty is all about. It's all about going back to the posture that we instinctually and anatomically were designed to be in when we eliminate. So yeah. It's all about toilet posture.
Yeah. So doing this doesn't seem to be too delicate for some, but yet it's so practical. And I guess I'm wondering, when people discover that you're the person who developed this, Robert, do people chuckle? Do they say it's very cool? Do they say, ew, how can you talk about something like that in public?
It's kind of evolved over the last few years, right? At first, we got a lot of strange looks and people didn't understand, but as more and more doctors and, you know, people of influence are using it and liking it and recommending it, it's getting more notoriety and people are understanding it more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it's been a process of respect. It takes time for people to really hear about it and then also read the testimonials. That's when they start realizing that there might be something to it. Yeah.
Listen to Mom. She's really a good salesperson. Robert, you don't have to say anything. Yeah. Mom's the salesperson here.
Right.
So,
she's also a partner, so she's got to, you know.
Right. She's got to pull her weight. When you were on Shark Tank, what was that like? What was that all about? How did it feel?
Oh, of course, it was one of the scariest things, experiences of our life. We had an idea, and you don't know how it's going to be received.
Right.
Especially having to do with toilet and yeah. pooping and yeah. those types of things. So we get on there, and we're nervous as you know can be. And actually, they really like the idea right away. We got a couple offers. So
even that jerk that sits in the middle, bald-headed guy. What was it? I forget his name. I just find him to be very difficult. What's the guy's name that sits in the middle? The bald head guy?
Kevin, yeah.
Kevin, right.
He
yeah.
can be difficult. He can be difficult, but he goes, this is the first crappy idea I like.
Okay, well, there are all kinds of double entendres with this.
Yeah.
And that's what sort of makes it fun, if you can get beyond that sort of thing, that it's not delicate, but yet everybody has, like, passing gas. Yes. Nobody wants to talk about passing
yeah.
gas, but it's a function.
Everyone does it, and yeah. we talk about diet, and we talk about nutrition and all those things, but as important as that is the way we eliminate and how we eliminate,
yeah.
and we're doing it wrong. We're sitting, and anyone out there who has any problems with, you know, going
yeah.
can relate to how uncomfortable and how unhealthy that can make you feel. And when you go daily and when you, you know, are regular, it's much better, and the yeah. Squatty Potty helps you go more regularly.
We only have a few
seconds.
Everybody's
anatomy is the same, and
yeah.
so, you know, basically that's why it is for everyone. We all have the same, you know, structure inside, and
yep.
and we all have the same puborectalis muscle that kinks that bowel, and,
wow,
and the only way that muscle relaxes is when, you know, you're in a squatting position. So.
She knows her stuff. All right. So if you're interested in this for a limited time, you can text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511, and the folks, Judy and Bobby, give you 20% off. It's Doug. Text Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 and get a Squatty Potty for your mom for Mother's Day. Thank you, Judy. Nice to meet you. Bobby, nice to have you here on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.